presents Nelson Eddy. It's that pleasant hour for life and power. Brought to you by 160 Business Managed Electric Companies, with Robert Armbrister in the orchestra and starring Nelson Eddy.
Soaping windows. Some hoodlums kept me awake all night, ringing the doorbell, hanging buckets of water over the door.
Any of the buckets hit you?
Three.
No kidding.
But I got even with them, the vandals.
How?
Rock salt and a shotgun. Hit them with both barrels.
Go on. You missed us a mile, didn't he, Frank?
Why, Armbrister couldn't hit the side of a house. Oh, no? You ought to see the side of my house.
Speaking of houses, it's time to get back to work. Put your mask away till next year, Frank, and introduce the next song.
Well, it doesn't need much introduction. It's a beautiful and ever-popular ballad, I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen, sung now by Nelson Eddy.
Thank you.
it?
Why, darling, it's the most beautiful morning of the whole week. It's payday.
Payday? Oh, of course. Well, off to the bank we go. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day.
There we have a typical American short story. Boy meets girl, then boy and girl meet bank. The girl, as it happens, is a stenographer. The boy, a war plant worker. Along with millions of other Americans, maybe you yourself, they're taking some of their hard-earned cash and putting it in the savings bank. And what does the bank do with that money? Why, the bank reinvests it. And a lot of it goes into the securities of such vital enterprises as America's light and power companies. The electric light and power industry has been called the most widely shared business in America because, directly and indirectly, it represents the savings of so many millions of wage earners, just like you and me. Doctors, lawyers, Indian chiefs, yes, and radio announcers. Last year, the American people saved $38 billion, biggest amount in history. If any of this was yours, then perhaps some of your money right now is invested in your own electric light and power company. In fact, without your money, and that of millions of others, the great progress of this basic American industry would have been impossible. The other day, when we were putting the show together, I told Gloria Scott we'd like to have her sing something by Rodgers and Hart. She picked out a good one, too, with A Song in My Heart from the production Spring is Here. And by way of introduction, here is Gloria.
Thank you. Holland that takes us halfway around the world and back almost a century to the clashes between British troops and fiery tribes along India's northern border. It's Frederick Keel's Tomorrow.
Oh, yesterday the cutting edge drank thirstily and deep. The upland outlaws ringed us in and herded us like sheep. They drove us from the stricken field and bade us into peace. And bade us into peace. But tomorrow,
down on nothing and kick up their feet.
When you hear it, you'll understand why. Like many of Mussorgsky's songs and orchestral works, it's intensely Russian in expression with a brightness and gaiety that makes you want to dance. All right, Bob? Kopak.
Thank you.
a young man named Johnny Baxter. I first met Johnny a couple of weeks ago when I drove onto the parking lot over here next to the studio. Johnny's one of the attendants on the lot. But it seems he has ambitions to be a radio announcer. So I invited him over to the Electric Hour, and here's Johnny Baxter. Well, you're on the air, Johnny, coast to coast. How do you feel about it?
Fine, Mr. Eddie.
Been watching Frank Graham like I told you to?
Yes, I have.
Well?
I still want to be a radio announcer. Okay.
Well, that's a laudable ambition, Johnny. How long have you been working on it?
Since I was discharged from the Army.
What branch of the service were you in, Johnny?
The Army Air Forces, Miss Scott, assigned to special services.
Johnny is taking a course on announcing at night school. But I thought Frank and I might give him a few additional pointers.
Oh, sure thing. Most important, of course, is flexibility. You know, being able to adapt your style to the requirements of a particular announcement or program.
Well, I'm sure I can learn to do that.
Oh, fine. Now, there are many announcing styles, Johnny. For instance, there's the sad station break. It goes like this.
Men, are you proud of your overcoat when the phone rings? Then buy your suits from Sad Sam. Come in just as you are. Walk out fully dressed. Buy a snoot suit for $9.78. For just $1 more, we'll sew it together for you.
Think you can learn that style, Johnny?
I'm sure I can, Mr. Eddie.
And don't forget the comfy commercial cruiser.
Which one is that, Bob?
Intimate, suave, voice of the turtle type, you know. Girl, would you like to know how Paulette Goddard makes her stockings look so lovely? First, she washes them in gentle, mudsy, sudsy, wudsy. Then she shoves those million-dollar legs in them, and oh, boy, do those stockings look lovely.
Well, I'm sure I can learn that style, too, Mr. Eddie.
I'm sure you could. Say, this is fun. I'd like to demonstrate one of these styles for Johnny myself.
Well, go right ahead, Nelson. What style do you have in mind?
Well, how about the hard-driving, dynamic type? Do you have a grinning smile? Well, do you? Then I'll thank you to buy Porcifrite. Porcifrite, spelled backwards, is for Gilbert's Rum. Get this week's big special offer, a package free. Think of it, free. Free, spelled backwards, is ears. Remember, don't give up your grin. Don't give up your grin. Do as your dentist does. Use powder.
I'm sure I can do that too, Mr. Eddie.
Oh, gee, Nelson, I just remembered something.
What's that, Frank?
Well, the most important style of all, singing commercials.
Oh, yeah, do you think you could do a singing commercial, Johnny?
I think so. Aren't they something like this?
Do you have a floppy upper plate that you hate? Does your lower try to abdicate?
Man, that's right.
Then come down and visit Dr. Sneed,
where you can get a set of ready to take out teeth. Well, all we have no slip rip, but to your lip, they look good on you. But you can't afford to
your golden lake. The doctor's need for teeth, for man, or beast. Very good, Johnny. Fine, Johnny. That was fine. We want to thank you for coming over to the Electric Hour tonight, and all of us wish you a lot of luck and success in achieving your ambition. Before you go, I wonder if you'd mind introducing our next song.
When Chrysler and Jacoby wrote the score for Apple Blossom, they composed one song around the idea that love is just a game that two are playing, and danger always lurks in Cupid's arrows, all of which is more truth than propaganda, and makes a beautiful duet which Gloria Scott and Nelson Eddy now sing. It's You Are Free.
Free as the bird sings.
take the evening breeze through the trees where we please.
Oh, a windblown river is a happy girl. Heart and a smile from the sky above. For neither of us is in love.
Love is just a game.
Nelson Eddy,